Gift Grub on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Brought to you by Sky. Watch Wolf, a new razor sharp forensic crime drama on Sky.
Today FM.
A great weekend of sport there. Hard luck to Mayo. Just weren't good enough on the day. That's it. I mean, I think a lot of the Mayo supporters were there and they were just thought this is a foregone conclusion. We're going to win this. And then Tyrone came out fighting and won the All-Ireland football final. So yet another year of heartbreak, as a lot of people have called it, online, etc. So Galway, of course, winning the Camogie there yesterday as well. Fair play to the women of Golliv, Tyrone in the football. And of course, I was absolutely thrilled and delighted and a little bit nervous at about 7:29 yesterday evening about the whole captain's pick thing for the Ryder Cup, which is going to be happening starting not this week but the following weekend. It's amazing. And Shane Lowry hails Ryder Cup call up as the proudest day of his career so far. Himself, Ian Poulter, and Sergio Garcia got the captain's pick. And Porrick is on the line for Gift Grub this morning. Porrick. Good morning. How did you come to? Yeah. You looked well on the telly last night, by the way.
You know, very nice. Thanks. Yeah.
How did you come to the decision to pick Shane?
It was a very difficult decision, Ian. Right. But it was also a very easy decision.
Right.
And that made it an even more difficult decision in ways
because it was easy.
Something like this should be difficult.
Yeah.
But when it's easy, you begin to identify difficulties within the easiness that aren't there, which can make something that isn't inherently difficult suddenly seem difficult. And then instead of being easy, which it actually is, it actually becomes difficult in reality. So.
Right, okay, yeah. Okay, fly on the wall then, Porrick. Take us through the call. Yeah. What happened? You know, you'd made your decision with your vice captains and all that kind of business. So then you made the call to Shane to tell him that the good news.
Yeah, so I picked up the phone.
Right.
And I rang Shane. And okay. It rang, I think it must have rang four times. No, actually five times, right. Actually it rang. And then it went to voicemail.
Okay.
And he said, "Hi, you've reached Shane Lowry. Please leave him." No, actually he said, "You've reached Shane."
No. So, Porrick, just skip the engineering bit. Just go to the call. What happened with, you know, the message?
Yeah, actually I took a note of the call here for my records. And I rang him again and I said, Shane said hello.
Yeah.
I said, "Hello, Shane. This is Porrick Harrington, captain of the European Ryder Cup team."
You probably knew that. Yeah, go on.
He said, "Jesus Christ, Porrick, I know who it is. Just tell me." I then said, "Okay, well, Shane, I'm afraid I've picked Justin Rose." There was silence.
What?
And then Shane said, "I don't believe it, you f-." I interrupted him and I said, "Only messing, Shane, I picked you." He said, "Ah, you complete f-." I interrupted him again and said, "Well done." Then all I heard was the phone drop to the ground and 16 lads singing "Ole, ole, 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 ole."
What was the reason for picking Shane? I mean, like we're all delighted, thrilled, and wish him all the very best. It's great, you know. But what was your reason? Your reasoning?
He's in great form.
Yeah.
But he also, crucially, I think this was the kicker. He also has a beard.
Right.
And I needed 33% of my team to have a beard this year.
Okay.
John Rahm shaves, sometimes he doesn't, and that is a bit of a problem. Oh. And a beard, 33%, has been a winning ratio in the last two Ryder Cups.
Yeah.
And Shane has also been the most improved player in Europe over the last 2 years. Oh. Apart from, would you believe, Matt Cooper.
Really?
Gift Grub.
More at 8:10
on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.